the interview with Zane and Spencer. On the 23rd of September, the Denver Element is having their second annual drag pageant at Ophelia's in Denver. You can find out more information at thedenverelement.org or their Facebook page, The Denver Element. Thank you for listening to Outsources on KGNU. This is Ryan Ayala, and I hope that you have a wonderful Monday evening, and I will be back soon.
It's 30 seconds after 7 o'clock. You're listening to KGNU, Boulder, Denver, and Fort Collins. It's time now for the Opera Box. Good evening and welcome to the Opera Box. I'm your host, Ron Nadel. Tonight, my playlist highlights one of the most important tenors of the 20th century, Aureliano Pertile. Known for a fiery stage presence, his incredible dramatic range allowed him to perform from bel canto Donizetti roles to heavy Wagnerian roles and to Italian spinto, such as this aria from Giordano's Andrea Chenier. La sfera che cammina per ogni umana forza. And I've got music of Puccini, Donizetti, Wagner, and more if you join me for tonight's The Opera Box. L'ultima mia strofa sia finita, ma non sarà il carnefice, la fine della vita. Come un bel dì di maggio. Like a beautiful day in May, the condemned poet Andrea Chenier reflects on his fate and his imminent execution. From Act Three of Andrea Chenier by Umberto Giordano, and in that we heard the great tenor Aureliano Pertile with Carlos Abano conducting the La Scala Orchestra. We're 4 minutes after 7 o'clock. You're listening to the Opera Box on KGNU, and I'm your host, Ron Nadel, with a playlist featuring Aureliano Pertile, one of the great tenors of the early 20th century. Pertile was born in Montagnana, Italy, and he lived from 1885 to 1952, the same year and the same town as another famous tenor, Giovanni Martinelli. As a young boy, Pertile exhibited a great interest in music. He sang in the church choir, and he made a serious study of music and music theory. He began taking formal singing lessons at 20, studying in Padua and Milan. And he made his professional debut in 1911 as Lionel in Flotow's opera Martha in the city of Vicenza. It was a huge success, and this became one of his enduring roles throughout his career. It's one of the great arias from Flotow's romantic class comedy, Ach, so fromm, also known in Italian as Ma pari tutt'amor. Lionel is smitten by the lovely Martha, not knowing she's the maid of honor to the queen. Here is Pertile in that great aria. Ma pari tutt'amor. Lionel falling in love at first sight on seeing Martha, unaware that she is royalty. From Friedrich Flotow's Martha, And we heard the great Aureliano Pertile with Carlos Abano conducting the orchestra of La Scala. 10 minutes after 7 o'clock, you're listening to The Opera Box. This is Ron Nadell, and I've got a program highlighting the voice and career of Aureliano Pertile, one of the great tenors of the early 20th century. Well, after several years of building his reputation on the road, so to speak, at regional operas in Italy and South America, he broke into the big time and was invited to sing at La Scala in 1916. Unfortunately, the war prevented him from actually joining their company for the time being and participating in one of their seasons. So he made his New York Metropolitan debut a few years later, singing two Puccini roles, Cavaradossi in Tosca and Manon's Lover de Gruyou in Manon Lescaut. He also sang in Aida, Boris Godunov, Cavalleria Rusticana, and I Pagliacci. Just imagine that kind of a Metropolitan opera season. We're going to hear Pertile in two of those famous roles. In I Pagliacci, Canio is the head of a troupe of traveling comedic actors, clowns. And in this famous aria, Recitar, he has learned that his wife is carrying on an affair. And then in the famous love duet from Manon Lescaut, Manon was Renato de Gruyou's lover, but she's become the mistress to the wealthier Gérante de Ravoir. De Gruyou manages to meet her in Gérante's home, where their love emerges once more. Two great moments featuring Aureliano Pertile.
Oh. Thank you.
Renato de Grieu and Manon Lescaut cannot hide their love for each other, even though she is the mistress of Gironte de Rivoire. We heard the great Margaret Sheridan and tenor Aureliano Pertile. Carlos Abano conducted the orchestra of La Scala. And before that, the wretched clown Canio is overcome with grief upon learning of his wife's infidelity from Leoncavallo's I Pagliacci. And once more we heard Aureliano Pertile. 25 and a half minutes after 7 o'clock, you're listening to the Opera Box on KGNU, and I'm your host, Ron Nadell, with a program featuring the incomparable tenor Aureliano Pertile. And be sure to stick around at 8 o'clock for a Classic Monday. I'll still be your host with a program, the 10th program in my series, Tracing the History of the Symphony. That's at 8 o'clock right here on KGNU. When World War I finally ended, La Scala opened their doors once more, and Pertile was able to join their organization under the baton of the great Arturo Toscanini, who was a perfectionist, and either you grew or wilted under his demanding leadership. Pertile became one of the most outstanding leading men in that legendary opera house. Toscanini considered him his favorite tenor, and he worked with them all, so he would know. At La Scala, Pertile's Verismo reputation soared, but his voice was yet versatile enough for the bel canto roles like those of Bellini and Donizetti. Well, in Act 3 of Donizetti's tragedy, Luchidi Lammermoor, Lucia's lover Edgardo visits the tomb of his ancestors. He's overcome with grief at Lucia's insanity and her death, and he resolves to kill himself to join her in heaven. And then in Donizetti's comedy, The Elixir of Love, Nemorino is in love with Adina, but she doesn't want to marry a simple, rustic countryman. And in this aria, Nemorino has bought a love potion, which he wants to use to make her love him. The elixir is just red wine, but he does not know it. Two bel canto examples of the versatile voice of the tenor Aureliano Pertile.
Accogliete voi breve poco, un nemico acciaro abbandonò. Faci tuttavia splende il castello, ma scarsa una notte al tripudio. Ingrata donna, mentre io mi struggo in disperato pianto, tu ridi e esulti accanto al felice consorte. Tu delle gioie in esterno, tu delle gioie in esterno, scenderà su quello, fine degli estinti ai misero, manca il conforto a me, tu pur dimentica quel marmo dispregiato, mai non passar via barbara del tuo consorte alato. Salve le ceneri di chi morì per te, mai non passarmi tu non ti dimentica, rispetta almeno chi muore per te, mai non passarmi tu non ti dimentica, rispetta almeno. Rispetta almeno le cene.
Nemorino has bought a love potion which he hopes will overcome Adina's resistance. From Act One of The Elixir of Love, music of Gaetano Donizetti. Before that, we heard Edgardo, who's overcome with guilt and grief at Lucia's madness and death. He resolves to kill himself, from Act Three of Lucia di Lammermoor. And in both those, we heard Aureliano Pertile with Carlos Abagno conducting the orchestra of La Scala. Two great bel canto examples of the versatile tenor Aureliano Pertile. Now we're going to go from the ridiculous to the sublime. Pertile was able to go from dramatic verismo roles to the more ornate bel canto style, and he was also known for taking on the heavier Wagnerian roles as well, a feat that's really almost unheard of until recently, when that was duplicated by Placido Domingo. Well, here is Pertile in one of Wagner's more famous tenor arias, Infernum Land, In a Distant Land, or in Italian, Da Voi Lontan. The knight Lohengrin has kept his identity a secret, but in Act Three, he's forced to reveal it. He is a knight of the Order of the Holy Grail. From Wagner's Lohengrin. The unknown knight reveals that he is Lohengrin, son of Parsifal, knight of the Order of the Holy Grail. But now he must leave, since his identity is known. That's from Act 3 of Wagner's Lohengrin, and we heard the incomparable tenor Aureliano Pertile. Carlos Abano conducted the orchestra of La Scala. Well, Pertile made his official stage farewell in 1937, and he was at the height of his popularity, still one of La Scala's favorites. After his farewell, he would make occasional appearances and give recitals, and one of his last regular performances was as Rudolfo in Puccini's La Bohème. Everyone knows that great Act One aria, Che gelida manina, what a cold little hand, where Rudolfo and Mimi's hands touch in the dark.
Cosa faccio? Scrivo e come vivo? Vivo! In povertà mia lieta sarò da gran signore, prima dinni d'amore. Mein Furtor
Rudolfo touches Mimi's cold little hand in the icy darkness of his student garret in Paris. That's from Act One of Puccini's La Bohème, and we heard the great Aureliano Pertile. Gino Nastrucci conducted the orchestra of La Scala.
It's often termed the jelly sandwich model.
CU's Dr. Peter Molnar just won the prestigious Crawford Prize in Geosciences.
It's like the upper crust is one piece of bread and the uppermost piece of mantle is another piece of bread, and then the weak crust in the middle is jelly.
His dad taught him that if you really understand something, you can explain it simply. Learn more about the world around you on KGNU's science show How on Earth, which airs every Tuesday right before Alan Watts.
Well, we're about 6.5 minutes now from 8 o'clock, and you're listening to The Opera Box on KGNU. I'm your host, Ron Yadell. We're going to complete our program now on Aureliano Pertile. In the last years of his life, he was heard in occasional radio broadcasts, and he also gave recitals and made recordings, and he worked as a voice teacher as well. He died in 1952, not long after his 66th birthday. His reputation as a defining Toscanini voice assures his place in opera history. And I'll close our program with the last scene of Giordano's Andrea Chenier. Here he is again with one of his regular partners, Margaret Sheridan, in that final duet where Chenier and his lover Magdalena confirm that death cannot end their love, as they prepare to be taken to the guillotine. Andrea Chenier and Magdalena confirm and reaffirm their love cannot die even after the guillotine. The conclusion of Giordano's Andrea Chenier.